Peya,
Perek Gimel Mishneh Ches, continuing along with the theme of things involving karka kolshu, the smallest amount of land, the Mishnah tells us Hakosev Nechasov LaAvdo. If somebody writes to his eved, Kanani, who he totally owns, everything that the eved possesses belongs to his master. Hakosev Nechasov LaAvdo. If he writes to his eved all of his nechasim. He says, all of it belongs to you. Yotza ben Chorin, he has set him free because he has given him everything. And because he's giving him everything, it includes himself. He was also one of the items that belonged to the master. And therefore, by giving him everything that he owns, he's giving him himself as well and everything that belongs to him. However, shi'er karka kolshehu, if he left over for himself, the master left over for himself even the smallest amount of karka, and for that matter, the Mefarshim say, the Gemara says actually, the metaltalin as well, it could even be portable objects, he leaves over to himself, he leaves anything over to himself, lo yotze ben chorin, he has not gone free. Various explanations for this, we'll explain it based on the Gemara in Gittin that says that we learn out the idea of freeing an eved, of a shtar shichur for an eved, from a get isha, from a divorce document. And just as by a divorce document, it's called a sefer krisus, it's considered a document that cuts off the relationship, so also the relationship between an eved also has to be a sefer krisus, also has to be a completely cut off. And therefore, if there's anything that remains in the relationship, it passels, it disqualifies the get, and this would disqualify the get shichur, or the freedom that he's giving the eved as well. And therefore, since he's leaving over some karka for himself, that's a chisaron in the krisus, that's a lacking in the cutting off of the relationship between them, and therefore he does not go free. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this, and he says, "Olam hu ben chorin." He's always a free person. This is not considered a lack of krisus, a lack of cutting off, just because he left some stuff over for himself. Ad sheyomar, until he says, in other words, when would it be relevant, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he would be considered to be that he wouldn't go free? If he says, "Hari kol nechasei nesunim leish ploni avdi," that I'm giving everything to my so-and-so, my eved, my servant, chutz me echad miribo shebahem, except for 1/10,000th. There is even the smallest amount. And what Rabbi Shimon's emphasizing here is that it's only relevant where he has not identified what he's leaving over to himself. In other words, previously in the Mishnah, when he said, I said, except for karka kol shehu, or even for mentaltalin, it's where I identified what those things were. So it would be an issue of krisus, the fact that I'm leaving something behind for myself. But in this case, according to Reb Shimon's case, where I don't identify what it is, there's a concern that he may be referring to the Eved himself, and that he may mean to exclude the Eved himself, and it's just a facade what he's doing. It's not for real, and he's just saying things to the Eved, but he doesn't really mean to give himself away. Now, even if it's Echad Meribo Shebahem, it's only 1/10,000th, a very small, minute amount, and the Eved may be worth more than that. But what he may be saying is that in my eyes, that's all he's worth. And that, so therefore, the language in which I say to him, except for 1/10,000th, and I don't identify it according to Rabbi Shimon, we say that the Eved does not go free from his master under those circumstances.